Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Gospel Fuel podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family, and I'm joined this week by Brennan. He leads our college ministry, Campus Collective.
Yes, sir.
And as you hopefully know, this podcast is coinciding with our reading plan that you can hopefully read along with us throughout this year. You can find it on our website at firstfamily.church. Go to resources and reading plan. We're in week 7, so we're finishing up Exodus and Philippians this week, and we're jumping into Leviticus and Hebrews. And then you also have each week of this reading plan, you also have a few Psalms sprinkled in there. So we're going to share a nugget that Brennan found from this week's reading, and hopefully that will encourage you in your walk with Christ and to keep reading and engaging with Scripture. So Brennan, what do you got for us?
Yeah, just one of the points that I really took away from this last week as we go about just our time in the Word was from Psalm 26. I think more of a personal conviction stuck out to me as David prays like a bold prayer in this Psalm. It's a prayer of vindication where, in the first two verses, I was just really taken back by how forward and direct David is about his innocence before the Lord. He says in verse 2, he says, "Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and mind." And I think that's just very convicting for me as someone who I struggled a lot with like putting on an exterior for people and wanting to maintain this image of, I have it all together. Right. And, you know, it looks like by all measures, I'm walking blamelessly before the Lord. And I can fake it well. Like truth be told, like I did that a lot growing up. We were in an environment where I felt like, I need to make my parents look good, make my brother look good. Mm-hmm. So being in church environments, by an outward test, you would say, oh, he's walking with the Lord. But for David to say, test me to the God who made him, who knows like the innermost parts of his being, and saying like, I know that deep down in my heart, the ways in which I am following you blamelessly and righteously, Lord, test me. I think that's like such a bold, bold thing to proclaim, because if I were to look back at my past, oftentimes I would say I would fail this test. I would fail the test of walking with my whole heart and mind, like dedicated and devoted to the Lord. And so I just think like, as I reflected upon this week, constantly asking, like, am I in full transparency and innocence walking blamelessly before God? Whether it comes to my sin, when it comes to my passion to know Jesus more and more each day, when it comes to the way that I am interacting with people in my heart, am I walking blamelessly? And that doesn't mean to walk perfectly. Like we are not perfect beings. So it's not saying like you have to walk perfectly all the time before the Lord, but even like when it comes to confessing your sin, like I have such a desire to walk blamelessly before the Lord that as soon as a sinful thought or action happens within my heart, I am drawn to such a desire of Christ's restoration that I want to bring that before God and maintain this pure relationship. And so bringing my sin before, whether it's anger, whether it's pride, whether it's an identity issue, idolatry, lust, like whatever it is, like I have such a desire, or I hope I would have a desire to walk blamelessly before the Lord and confess that. Mm-hmm. To maintain that constant relationship. Mm-hmm. So I would say that's just what really stuck out to me. And in verse 8 specifically, where I think you get the reasoning why. And I kind of alluded back to that. But David says in verse 8, Lord, I love the house where you dwell, the place where your glory resides. And if I see my relationship with God as an obligation, then I don't think that will lead to me loving God, loving restoration, loving being in his presence, loving prayer. Mm-hmm. Because if I have such a burning desire for God and a burning love for him to be in his presence, like that is going to fuel the desire to walk blamelessly with him. Mm. So I think that's what I really just gleaned from mm-hmm. Psalm 26 for this week's reading.
Yeah. That reminds me of a quote. I'm sure I'm going to butcher it. I'm sure this is not actually the quote, but someone said once like the kind of the pharisaical way to look at sin and blamelessness is, I broke God's law. And walking, someone who's walking closely with Jesus says, I broke his heart. Mm-hmm. But there's the relational aspect of like David communing with the Lord, us communing with the Lord is like broken relationship, splinters and cracks in our relationship versus I broke God's law. And instead saying, hey, I broke his heart, and looking to Jesus as, hey, he fulfilled all this already. And that's not to say we shouldn't care about, of course, keeping the law of God, but it just changed it changed the aspect from, okay, I got to obey these things and keep these things and don't mess up because this thing is going to happen. But instead saying, yeah, I broke the heart of the one who died for me.
Yeah.
And having that right view of God's righteousness in our righteousness now.
Yeah. I think of, as I've been going through, I've been reading a lot of like, First and Second Samuel, First and Second Kings, Chronicles. And, I remember just reading back to the story of David and Bathsheba and seeing how, like, you know, it's the tough part to accept God's judgment, but then it's so beautiful to see how God is merciful at the same time in the way that he punished David for his sin against Uriah and Bathsheba. But yet David, in genuine repentance, continued to be able to walk blamelessly after that because of God's restoration is so beautiful. Like, there is that judgment, and none of us want to experience that. But when we come before God with our broken and contrite spirit and we acknowledge our sin, we can restore that relationship as opposed to festering in that sin and continuing to sit on it, because God's mercy is beautiful. And then, you know, that's how we have Solomon and David's line continuing on in the promises of the covenant going through David all the way down to Jesus. And if that wouldn't have been restored, you know, in David's repentance and acknowledging, like, I did sin, but I want to walk blamelessly before you, then, you know, who knows what it would have looked like.
Well, thanks for joining us, Brennan, on this episode. Church, I hope you're encouraged by this week's podcast and continue reading and engaging with Scripture as we go throughout the year. We'll see you next week.